The rest of the story. Bill Hammond was barely 26 when he testified against the governor of Kansas. Kansas was only a territory back there in 1854, but Andrew Reeder was its governor, and Governor Reeder's aim was to establish a city, new territorial capital, in a site near Fort Riley. Well, Bill Hammond was in the Army Medical Corps, and he was stationed at Fort Riley, and when he learned of Governor Reeder's plans, he figured a way to get rich off the new town site. He would stake a claim to it himself, and he would force Governor Reeder then to buy him out at an inflated price. Reeder contended that Hammond had no rightful claim to the land in the first place, and eventually a commission was appointed to settle the dispute. Young Bill Hammond's testimony infuriated the governor. He vowed that he would never either forgive or forget. And he did not. And that brings us to the rest of the story. When the Civil War broke out, the Union Army called every available doctor and surgeon to the battlefront. And Bill Hammond was among them. And he did his job well. But then in July of 1863, Secretary of War Stanton appointed a special commission to examine the affairs of the medical department, a three-man civilian commission. And the most prominent and influential member of that commission was Andrew Reeder, the former governor of the Kansas Territory. Well, perusing the records today, there seems little doubt Reeder's main objective was to crucify his old adversary, Bill Hammond. The findings of the commission regarding Hammond were as damning as possible without being specific. Quote, disorders and neglects to the prejudice of good order and military discipline. Quote, conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. It was these findings which translated as direct charges in Hammond's court-martial, which resulted in a verdict of guilty and dismissal from the Army. And prohibition from ever holding office in the United States, ever again. And yet once upon a wartime, there was one man, historians say, made the crucial difference. They say, had it not been for this one man's contribution, had he not been there to reorganize the disheveled U.S. Medical Department and to establish a highly efficient ambulance and field relief system and to control the epidemics that might have decimated the troops, had this man not been there to do all that, the North almost certainly would have lost the war. And yet you may never have met this man until today. Because, you see, years before that ever began, years before the Civil War, he'd made an enemy who neither forgave nor forgot. Made an enemy over a land squabble so insignificant that nobody now recalls exactly how it was resolved. For Bill Hammond might have been hailed in the history books alongside Lincoln and Grant. But instead, he was ignominiously dismissed from the Army and prohibited from holding public office in the United States ever again. Until 3 minutes ago, you may never have heard the name William A. Hammond, though he was more than just a surgeon during the war between the states. He was the United States Surgeon General. And now you know the rest of the story.